You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. This month marks 20 years since Amazon's online store opened for business. And maybe you heard the company is trying to use the anniversary as a way to drum up more business. Today, it's running its own version of Black Friday, which it's calling Prime Day. But the sale prompted tons of other retail giants to try to cash in on the hype. Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and others all have promoted deals this week. Marketplace's Mark Garrison has been shopping all day for work. He joins us from New York to talk about this. Hi, Mark.
Hello, and just browsing, I should say.
All right, so what does it say about the retail environment that Amazon can launch this sale, what is essentially a really big PR stunt, and have all these other retailers follow suit?
Well, it's a statement as to just how big Amazon has gotten over the years. I mean, we have to pause and tell our younger listeners that 20 years ago, you didn't buy all this stuff that you could on Amazon. It was just an online bookstore. And what Amazon has done over the years is try to get big. And so if a company is going to try and throw itself a party, you know, you can expect all kinds of other retailers to crash it.
So Amazon definitely got our attention, but now I've seen complaints all day on Twitter that people are a little disappointed. The deals aren't as good as they hoped, or they sold out right away. And meanwhile, with other online sellers having big sales today, looking to steal some customers, what can they do that Amazon can't, especially, say, Walmart?
Well, Walmart is big. We talk about Amazon being big and being able to offer free shipping because it's so huge. But, you know, Walmart looks at Amazon and they can say, well, hey, that's cool. You guys are doing, you know, nearly $90 billion in sales last year. But we came close to half a trillion. So, yes, you guys can drive a hard bargain, but we can drive a harder bargain. We can cut prices more. And the other thing about Amazon is that a lot of the stuff sold on the website is actually Amazon selling it for another company. It's around 40% of all the products that are sold on Amazon. All of that means that Amazon can't necessarily put everything, 100% of the products on the site on sale, because the third-party retailers, they can't necessarily go along with every PR stunt that Amazon wants to put on.
And then let's talk about this idea of Amazon Prime. That's, of course, the $100 a year subscription that gives people free two-day shipping and access to some media. Prime Day, we should clarify that these sales today were only for Prime members. How important is Prime to Amazon?
Well, it's very important. And what it gets down to is customer captivity. That's one of the key ways that a business can have an advantage over other businesses. So you can look at a product, and Amazon, it might even cost a dollar more than what you see on some other website. But because you can get free shipping, second-day shipping for free, you may choose Amazon over another company that's even offering a better price. So Amazon sucks you in, it makes you a member of Prime, and then it kind of becomes your first choice for shopping. And that enables it to have an advantage over other companies that don't have that same kind of captivity.
All right, we'll let you get back to your shopping. Mark Garrison reporting for Marketplace from New York. Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.